Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. @8:51 Thursday morning here on KSJE. We have an extra segment for you today, of course, because it is another concert week leading up to concert weekend with the San Juan Symphony. My guest, of course, as always, Thomas Heuser is joining us this morning in what is a busy week for him, as you can imagine, but he's carved out a few minutes for us this morning to talk about this weekend's upcoming concerts. He's joining us from Durango this morning. Thomas, good morning. Great to see you.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. As I said, a busy week for you, so thank you for your time this morning. And gosh, we are coming up on the second concert for the San Juan Symphony of the season this weekend in both Durango and Farmington. This, of course, is season 38, and the concert that you have in store for us is called Ravishing, correct?
Ravishing, that's right. This is some beautiful music from the 20th century. As you mentioned, the second concert of our 38th season. It'll be Saturday, November 4th at 7:30 p.m. in Durango and Sunday, November 5th at 3 p.m. in Farmington. Can't wait to see our audiences. There's been great enthusiasm already this season, and we're hoping to build on that momentum this weekend.
Right, very true. And again, another full disclosure that I am a proud board member of the San Juan Symphony, proud to serve on the board and help the rest of the board members to bring these concerts to both communities. And there's so much more that we will talk about as well. But this is really exciting music and somewhat of a larger orchestra.
That's true. Yes. Whenever you're talking about music from the 20th century, the size of the orchestra has expanded pretty dramatically. So we have three works for the orchestra on this program. Interestingly, there is no soloist. So really the members of the orchestra are the featured soloists. Everybody has a lot of work to do and a lot of playing to do. But you're right, it's a large orchestra expanded pretty dramatically. The three works really focus on orchestral color and sort of vagueness and darkness in some instances. And that gets started on the beginning of the program with a piece by the Irish-English composer Elizabeth McConkie, who's having her first music played by the San Juan Symphony this weekend. This is music from 1950. Elizabeth McConkie wrote a nocturne for orchestra. It's a short piece that is very abstract, very obscure, and kind of sets the mood of this ambiguity and dissonance and sort of shocking sounds from the orchestra. Very almost appropriate for Halloween. We just missed that, but it would be equally spooky at that time of year. So this amazing nocturne is what gets us started. And again, the first music by Elizabeth McConkie that this orchestra has played, which is exciting for us. And then we move right into the music of Maurice Ravel, his La Valse from 1920. And in his conception here, Ravel was thinking about the Viennese waltzes of the 19th century, the Strausses and the like. And in this choreographic poem, as he calls it, he tries to depict the 19th century waltzes as they were disintegrating into the 20th century. Of course, 1920 had seen the First World War. Ravel had served in the war, and he was witnessing what he called the decay of modern society. And so he tries to depict these lavish ballrooms of the 19th century kind of devolving into a sort of brutality and violence and kind of an obscurity in the 20th century. So it's, again, incredibly elaborate orchestra, literally dozens and dozens of wind and brass instruments, the whole battery of percussion. It's extremely colorful and exciting for the orchestra. So with those, then we move into Sergei Rachmaninoff, the Russian composer, who was born in the end of the 19th century, but and lived into the 20th. And so as he progressed in his career, he was known as one of the great pianists of all time. His second and third piano concertos continue to be staples of the repertoire. But less well known are his symphonies. There are three gigantic symphonies. And this very last work by Rachmaninoff, his Symphonic Dances. It's three dances that hearken again to the waltz traditions, the habanera traditions, so many, and a kind of a march movement at first. But again, what's unique about these dances of Rachmaninoff are the orchestral colors. There are the dance feelings, but it's really a showcase of the orchestra. There is solos for the alto saxophone, incredible solos for the woodwinds, like the English horn, bass clarinet, and the like. And it weaves this wonderfully colorful tapestry of new sounds. Rachmaninoff was essentially a romanticist, a kind of traditionalist. But when he wrote this piece in 1940, right at the end of his life, he was also experiencing some disillusionment with the past and wanted to do something a little more progressive. So all of these pieces have this forward-looking future aspect to them, futuristic, if you will, for the 1940s, and so much orchestral brilliance on display. Our San Juan Symphony musicians are chomping at the bit. Scott, it's going to be quite a weekend.
Very good, very good. Well, and again, the concerts are on stage in Durango Saturday, November 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Community Concert Hall at Fort Lewis College. Sunday, November 5th, 3 p.m. here at the Henderson Performance Hall at San Juan College. And it sounds like there's a lot and something for everyone, as I know you try to do with every concert and every performance, right?
There is. And again, what's neat here is that we're just coming off of our first concert that had Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony and the Amy Beach Piano Concerto, more traditional romantic styles. And you're right, now we're pivoting to this more modernistic 20th century idiom, which is very different, but equally exciting and thrilling. And I think that what it brings is a whole new sense of possibilities for the orchestra. And we'll continue that trend as the year goes along. Scott, we've got music of the Romantic period, Dvorak, living American composers, just so much more to come on this 38th season.
That's right. You've called it New Horizons, and that's just what you're bringing us each and every time, it seems like.
We do try. And again, it's nice too that one of the new horizons here is that we have music that's in this new series called Beyond the Concert Hall. And I encourage folks to check out our website, sanjuansymphony.org, to see what's coming up even between now and our next subscription concert. We have, of course, the Nutcracker in Durango, A Majesty of Christmas, two performances there, chamber music in both Durango and Farmington, we're happy to announce. So many, many things coming up that hopefully diversify the experience of what the San Juan Symphony offers. Oh, I see there as well. Thank you for the reminder. Our San Juan Symphony Youth Orchestras have their performance coming up. Yes, on November 18th in Durango. These youth come from both Farmington, Durango, Bayfield, Ignacio, all over the place, Pagosa, and everywhere in between. It's a great Four Corners Orchestra for our youth.
Well, and I did what you suggested, Thomas, was going to the website to see all the upcoming performances and musical offerings from the symphony, which has been greatly expanded, I would say, with the addition of the Third Avenue Arts Organization. And that's why the symphony is able to offer some of these things. And as we can see on into January, there are events on the calendar around the holidays and beyond, of course.
It's true. And again, one of the things that's really neat, as you mentioned, we inherited the programming of Third Avenue Arts. It's really a wonderful opportunity to expand our programming. Just this last weekend, we had the San Juan Symphony Chamber Singers in Durango. So we have a choir, we have chamber music, we have education programs, scholarships. It's really enriched our programs. We're so delighted. And now the goal is to broaden that even further, because Third Avenue Arts was primarily Durango-based. San Juan Symphony is, of course, belongs to both Durango and Farmington communities. So we're going to be expanding that programming into New Mexico and San Juan County and really making sure that we're impacting the entire region, as is our mission.
There you go. Excited to see you, Thomas. And thank you so much for joining me. We are just about out of time, but we'll see you at the concert hall this weekend.
Can't wait, Scott. Thanks.
Thank you very much. It's Thomas Heuser from the San Juan Symphony. Again, talking about the upcoming concerts, Ravishing, Saturday and Sunday, November 4th and 5th in Durango and in Farmington. This is KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico, 90.9 FM, Durango, Colorado, 103.3 FM. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.